Good morning. Today, the Grace Hour wants to pause to express condolences to our host for more than 30 years, Nigel Wilkinson, on the homegoing of his mother, Doreen Wilkinson, who died on July 17. I speak for all the faithful listeners and the Missionary Church in general when we say our prayers are with you, Nigel, and we wish you and the rest of your family God's comfort during this difficult season. Today, we continue the series on the Ten Commandments, which is the greatest moral code the world has ever known. Today, we focus on the third commandment, as is recorded for us in Exodus 20, verse 7. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. The third commandment teaches us that God takes his name seriously. In the third commandment, God's name is tied to his revelation of himself. God's name is tied to his attributes, his character, his identity, his nature. The Bible has much to say about the name of the Lord God. As early as the book of Exodus, God unveiled his name to Moses. In Exodus 3, Moses encounters God at the burning bush. There God commissioned him to tell the children of Israel that he was about to release them from Egyptian captivity. In verses 13 through to 14, there is recorded a dialogue between Moses and God. Moses begins the dialogue by saying, "When I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" In responding to Moses, God used his personal name, I am. That is also his covenant name, which we translate in English as Jehovah or Yahweh or Adonai. His name means that he is self-existent and self-sustaining and the sovereign God. His name means he has no beginning, no ending, no becoming, no dependence on anything outside himself. As you search the Holy Bible, you will come to understand how God continued to reveal himself through his name. For example, through his name, God revealed himself as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, the provider. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, the healer. God is present in his name. In this sense, it is impossible to dissociate God's name from his person, his attributes, his character, his identity, his nature. The name of the Lord God is revered and celebrated in the Bible. Psalm 8, verse 1 says, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth." Jesus, in teaching his disciples how to pray in Matthew 6, said in verse 9, "In this manner therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." God's name is holy, that is, set apart unto God's glory and is to be honored and revered. The name of the Lord is also a source of refuge for Christians. Proverbs 18 verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." It is not unusual for an individual to get angry when his or her name is being dishonored. How much more the one true, holy, and righteous and sinless God? Hence we read in Exodus 20 verse 7, "For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." The word vain carries with it the idea of empty of promise, worthless, false, useless. Christians are forbidden, therefore, from taking the name of God in a manner that is empty of purpose, worthless, or for wrong purposes. To take the Lord's name in vain is to misuse God's name. Christians are never to speak of the Lord or to use his name as if he were unreal or unimportant. Christians are to speak of God with respect as the one who has absolute priority in our lives. You might well ask, What are common ways in which people take the name of the Lord in vain? In his book on the Ten Commandments, the Puritan author Thomas Watson listed 12 ways people often break this third commandment. Of the 12, we will look at 6. 1. We take God's name in vain when we speak lightly and irreverently of his name. Yes, that includes when we use the divine name as a swear word, but also when we fail to attach the due respect and honor to the name of God. 2. We take God's name in vain when we profess God's name, but do not live answerably to it. When we say we are Christians, but we don't live like Christians, then we are taking God's name in vain. It was for this reason the Apostle Paul said to the Christians in Rome, "The name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you." Romans 2:24. Thirdly, we take God's name in vain when we worship him with our lips, but not with our hearts. When we seem to worship God, but withdraw our heart from him, we take his name in vain. This is the basis on which Jesus exclaimed in Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain." Number 4, we take God's name in vain when we pray to him, but do not believe in him. When we are merely going through the motions in prayer and do not genuinely believe that God is able to answer our sincere prayers of faith, we are taking the Lord's name in vain. Number 5, we take God's name in vain when we attach God's name to any wicked action. Doing evil in God's name is taking God's name in vain. And number 6, we take God's name in vain when we speak evil of God. It is clear from the book of Numbers that God's people spoke against God when they murmured at his care and murmured at his protection and murmured at his providences, as if God had dealt harshly with them. This is the same as taking God for granted. After declaring in Exodus 20 that he will not tolerate idolatry, God declares that his name must be spoken and heard with reverence. The Lord demands the glory due his name. In that regard, the Lord threatens judgment on all that pertains to the dishonoring of his name. "For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Christians must stand out as his chosen and peculiar people from all the peoples of the world by their behavior and speech about God. Christians are called to honor the name of the Lord God and not take his name in vain. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10 said, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you." One of the reasons why God is jealous about his name is that salvation from sin can come from no other name. In Acts 4 verse 12, the Apostle Peter told some religious leaders concerning the name of Jesus that "there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Indeed, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Friends, have you called on the name of the Lord to be saved from your sins and from the wrath of God towards sinners? Jesus is still in the saving business. Now is the time to surrender your life to Christ by repenting of your sins. We continue the series next week. May the Lord bless you greatly.